Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
As many Americans hit the road for the Thanksgiving holiday over the next 24 hours, hooking up with the family this year is going to be more expensive. AAA is reporting a gallon of regular gas is going to be closer to $4 this year than the $2 paid last year. President Obama economic advisor Stephen Ratner on MSNBC says more government spending is not going to help inflation that Americans must now endure.
We are running a higher inflationary economy at the moment, and so to add $150 billion to the deficit in each of the next 5 years is simply adding to the inflationary pressures on our economy.
Kyle Rittenhouse on Fox News responded to candidate Joe Biden falsely calling him a white supremacist.
Mr. President, if I could say one thing to you, I would urge you to go back and watch the trial and understand the facts before you make a statement. It's actual malice defaming my character for him to say something like that.
USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, simulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Republicans are looking forward to the midterm elections next year, as some House members have been stripped from their committees by Democrat-controlled House of Representatives.
House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy, Republican of California, said Thursday that two Republicans booted from committees this year, Representatives Paul Gosar of Arizona and Marjorie Taylor Greene of Georgia, would get those seats restored if Republicans win the majority in 2022.
They'll have committees. The committee assignment they have now, they may have other committee assignments. They may have better committee assignments. I think with Gosar, those are the ones he wants. Taylor Greene, she was just a freshman. I know she was requested others. She has a right to serve on committees.
McCarthy also reiterated his threat that a future Republican House majority may remove Democrats from committees as retaliation for the votes this year, taking punitive action against Gosar and Greene. From the USA Radio News, West Texas Bureau, I'm Brad Bernards.
We are USA Radio News.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
As we continue our exclusive coverage of China and the actions in the disputed South China Sea, Paul Boardman, chairman of Decouple China Pact, gives us his report.
This did not stop nations from banding together the summer of 2021 to enforce the UN and Hague ruling. This included military joint exercises by the Quad, U.S., Australia, India, and Japan, traversing the South China Sea freely. The Quad flotilla included HMS carrier Queen Elizabeth. In addition, in August, military vessels from Singapore, Vietnam, Indonesia, and India moved freely through the South China Sea. Both the Trump and Biden administrations have been adamant in enforcing the UN and 2016 Hague ruling. In August 2021, even Germany sent a frigate to sail the South China Sea in a sign of unity. July 2021, the Philippines accused China of dumping human waste in the South China Sea, verified by satellite photos. China is increasing their pressure campaign and making it very uncomfortable abusing their neighbors to gain control over the South China Sea. It is a flashpoint with strategic, military, and economic significance. China is trying to cut off the U.S. from Asia. If China succeeds, one can see China charging vessels to traverse or demanding use of their vessels in the South China Sea. Countries including the Quad and New Zealand have so far bound together in a show of force against China, and they must keep their resolve now and over the long term. A negotiated new code of conduct with China would simply water down the current mechanisms in force.
Thank you, Paul, and thank you for listening. We appreciate it. We are USA Radio News. I'm Lance Bry.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront, no hidden costs or fees, and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
Independent. This is Bill Martinez.
6 minutes after the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here. Great to have you with us. And guess who we got? Kirk Cameron. Yes, TV, film actor, producer, known for family films like Saving Christmas, Mercy Rule, documentaries Unstoppable and Monumental, inspirational film Fireproof, also known for his memorable roles on ABC Growing Pains, the Left Behind movies, and co-host of the Way of the Master TV series with our good friend Ray Comfort. Kirk, you continue to stay busy, and if that's not enough, now you're hosting a TV talk show on TBN.
Hey, well, it's great to talk with you, Bill.
Always good.
Yeah,
yes.
I'm excited about this. It's a it's a TV show called Takeaways, and you know, I think it really came out of me feeling a little frustrated that I get to have all these really incredible conversations with fascinating, sharp, articulate, thoughtful people, often in backstage rooms, sort of behind the curtain or behind the camera. And I've always wanted other people to have access to the same kind of wisdom and truth. And that's why I love interviewing people. And so we decided to make a 52 episodes of a weekly show called Takeaways with people like I'm interviewing Dennis Prager and Charlie Kirk and Dinesh D'Souza and Mike Huckabee, my sister Candace Cameron, and others on topics from atheism to critical race theory to the role that story and music plays in shaping cultural narratives and all kinds of things. So I really hope that people tune in. I think they'll love it.
Yeah, I'm sure they will. I mean, a lot of what we do on our show, Kirk, is similar. I mean, you know, here we are talking with you, talking about cultural issues. You know, I was sharing with you earlier about your sister. You know, she really created, you know, a great moment for people of faith when she was courageous and bold enough. And, of course, you've always known her to be that way. She's at The View, not necessarily a friendly arena, but she's there standing and still standing and wearing the T-shirt. That Jesus saves, bro. you know, and I'll tell you, the response in Twitter land was outstanding. I mean, the people were so blessed by her courage.
Yeah. You know, I think that courage is something that is a rare commodity these days in a cancel culture.
Yeah.
And it's so easy to step on the politically correct landmine that people are afraid to say what they think. And it's understandable, right? But now more than ever, we need people of courage. We need people to stop camouflaging themselves and be the same person in public as they are in private.
And, you know, and I think that whether it's Chris Pratt, your sister, yourself, certainly you've been upfront and bold as well. You know, people are realizing just because it's Hollywood, it doesn't mean that you have to cater, you know, to the culture. I mean, we're going to render to Caesar the things that are Caesar, but let's not forget about God. We have to honor God above all things. And when we consider where we are in this country today, I was sharing with someone else earlier today, Kirk, that, you know, the Bible's clear. It says righteousness reigns, the people rejoice. Well, they're not rejoicing very much right now because there's not a lot of righteousness, but it really is incumbent upon people of faith to shine the light. I mean, this is what, you know, people who are dealing in chaos right now, believe it or not, that's what they're looking for. They're looking to see the difference between people of faith and people of non-faith. And the other thing that came out is I said, look at, and I believe the churches should be just screaming this from the heaven. Maybe they're afraid to jinx it or something. I don't know what. But I have not heard, Kirk, and you can correct me if I'm wrong, but I've not heard anywhere from any church that any church has been the ground central or the epicenter of any COVID outbreak. Have you heard of any spreading event coming out of any church in the United States?
No, I haven't, but I mean, you know, we're opening a whole can of worms here. I mean, this is,
well, you're talking with Bill Martinez. So yes, welcome to our world, but this is what the truth does. Yeah. It causes you to confront these things, doesn't it?
Yeah. Yeah. So, you know, there's a much larger narrative that is at play here, I believe, with all of my heart. And it's not some super spiritual Book of Revelations narrative as much as it is something that you can see clearly if you look at history and the history of the world and the nature of man, according to the Bible, is that we're desperately wicked. We're deceitful. It's deceitful above all things. And when you look at nations, and the global nature of governments today and economies today, The COVID pandemic has provided the perfect cover for those in places of power to divide us over everything. And we're divided economically. We're divided up over gender. We're divided up over race. We're divided up over vaccinated and unvaccinated. We're divided over gay and straight, over male and female, but Democrat and Republican, and all of this has sent the world into the emergency authorization mode to basically do anything that they want. Exactly. And cancel anyone who stands in the way of that narrative. So we're living in a very dangerous time. And so when you talk about super spreader events, I mean, my goodness, I went out and stood on the sand at the edge of the ocean under a clear midnight sky and sang Christmas carols last year, and I was accused of hosting a super spreader event. This stuff just gets the only thing that really helps make sense of it is reading books like 1984 and understanding that these things are real. It's happened in history not that long ago, and a lot of our veterans understand exactly what I'm talking about.
Exactly. Well, and Kirk, it's the Bible's clear. I mean, the Bible warned us that these things would happen, that there would be the day when, you know, good would be called evil, evil good, sweet, sour, sour, sweet. And in a lot of ways, we see this, and it's a, you know, I see it as a preconditioning.
Does that indict Chinese food?
I didn't want to go there. You see, now you want to open up that can of worms now.
Are you saying Revelation forbids Chinese food?
you're too funny. I mean, oh, you just wanted to get even because I said, welcome to the can of worms of Bill Martinez. Yeah. Right? Okay, that's fair. No, well, no, I'm not. You know, I'm not saying that. But go ahead.
I know. I'm just playing with you. It's fun to be able to joke around like this. Listen,
Real quick though. See, this is important. See, that people need to understand. People of faith can joke around. We can have fun. If you notice, I mean, a lot of comedians, they don't want to go anywhere where the left is predominant because they've lost their funny. They don't know how to laugh. And that's, you know, to me as fellow human beings, that's really sad. And I feel for them. So, yes, I love humor and I love a good tease. Not like you and your sister ever teased one another. You and I talked about that the last time, right?
Yeah. Yeah. Well, You know, one of my goals through the TV show Takeaways and other projects that I'm doing is I want members of the family of faith to understand that rather than running away from the culture, I don't think God gave us a retreat mandate. Mm-hmm. I think he gave us a infiltrate and occupy mandate. Right. This is my world. It's good. God told Adam to tend and keep the garden. I think the point is for the glory of the knowledge of the Lord to cover the land like the waters fill the seas.
Exactly. Got to go to break. We've got more from Kirk Cameron after this. Stay with us.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
You've heard that supply lines are down or moving slow. And that most everything costs more these days. But good news. High-quality Sunny Bay products are in stock and ready to ship now because they're made in the USA. Like our extra-long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs, are microwavable, and come in a variety of colors and patterns. What a great gift! An extra-long neck heating pad from Sunny Bay. Also available in lavender scented. Buy now in time for the holidays and avoid any shipping delays. Available on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. They're great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. So this year, give the gift of pain relief, an extra long neck wrap from Sunny Bay. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Order now when our stock is high and shipping is fast. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Attention timeshare owners. This is an urgent consumer alert from the Timeshare Exit Hotline, a national company specializing in helping consumers legally get out of their expensive timeshare contracts. We're offering you a way to legally get rid of your timeshare. So if you're fed up with the maintenance fees that keep on coming and want to learn if you can terminate your timeshare legally and permanently, call today. Even if you've tried before and were unsuccessful in getting rid of your timeshare, call today and see if we can help. We offer a complete 100% unconditional client satisfaction guarantee. Make this completely free call and learn how we can help you legally put an end to your timeshare nightmare once and for all. You have nothing to lose, so call right now to qualify and receive a free consultation. 800-897-1434. 800-897-1434. That's 800-897-1434. Paid for by Airtime Media.
Do you have a home that you don't want anymore? We can buy it from you within 24 hours, any home, size, or condition. For over 20 years, we've been buying homes for cash and helping homeowners sell their homes immediately with no listings or strangers walking through your home. Are you moving? Did you lose your job? Going through a divorce? Whatever the reason, if you're in a bind and you know that you need to sell your house fast, call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. We'll make you a serious cash offer to buy your home in 24 hours and let you walk away from it. No listing, no waiting. Sell any home, any size, any condition now. Call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. Make this free call now.
800-430-0674. 800-430-0674. 800-430-0674. That's 800-430-0674.
minutes after the top of the hour, fresh and independent, just the way you'd like to hear from us, Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. Our conversation with Kirk Cameron continues, talking about his new TV weekly series. It's 52 airings, so one day of the week, every Monday, right? Mondays at, is it 9 p.m. Pacific time? Is that when it airs on TBN? Yes.
It is Monday nights, 9 p.m. Eastern. That's 6 p.m. Pacific.
Oh, yes, right. Yes, right. Okay. And that's on TBN. It's Takeaways with Kirk Cameron. Kirk, as you were saying before we went to break, and this is so key, God told us to be fruitful and multiply. And I don't think that was a suggestion. It was definitely a command that came with the empowerment to do that. And I think what you bring up is a challenge for all of us to pause just a moment and just saying, how are we doing in that commandment from our Father? How are we doing with being about the Father's business here?
Yeah, it's a really good question. And some of my favorite heroes of history are the pilgrims, those brave men and women who understood from reading the Geneva Bible that had been printed through the printing press, sort of a miracle in history. Mm-hmm. They were able to then read and study the Bible, and their conclusion after reading the Bible and all the prophecies was not that, oh no, the end is near, let's tuck our head between our knees and cry in our Chick-fil-A soup because Satan's ruling the place.
Right.
They said, wait a minute, the gospel has victory written all over it, and our hope is in the power of God working through us, applying God's word to every sphere of life. They got on a boat. They went to Holland and spent 12 years with their pastor studying the ancient Hebrew Republic under Moses, and then took those principles on the Mayflower to the New World and set up a brand new mini republic. They wrote the Mayflower Compact, which became the template for the Declaration of Independence and the Constitution. And they created a system that was based on the scriptures that has liberated more men and more women and more families and more institutions than anywhere else on earth. And I want us to get back to that victorious, comprehensive application of God's word to every aspect of culture so that we can liberate our country, not expect decline, but expect more flourishing in the future that is based on godliness, so our kids have a great country to live in.
You know, to hear you talk about this, what comes to mind here, Kirk, is that, you know, when the ships, you know, embarked for a new land with a hope and a prayer to God after, as you said, 12 years of study and Salem moments of really meditating on God's authority and power, and here it is, you know, in that, in a sense, it's kind of like a different Ark of the Covenant, wasn't it? I mean, here they come with these ships and beholding this prayer and this and this hope and promise from God that God, could you answer this prayer for us? Can you give us a place where we can worship you freely? And to me, when I think about these pilgrims, to me, these are the original founding fathers of this country and this great American idea. All bathed in faith, right?
Yeah, absolutely. You got it. That's why we call them the forefathers. And the forefathers had a founding father of the forefathers, John Robbins, pastor, who followed this stuff. And they came over here with a victorious view of the future, not a pessimistic negative view, because again, they realized that by reading the Bible that Jesus had conquered death and hell. He had the keys to the kingdom. All authority had been given to him. And he said, now go disciple the nations and I'll be with you to the end of the earth. And so their view was that God was using them on his wave of victorious history to build godly nations through evangelism and discipleship. And so that's why they came here. And they even said in the Mayflower Compact what their four reasons were. It was to take the gospel to the uttermost parts of the earth. Mm-hmm. They wanted to save their children from a pagan culture. They wanted to be successful so that other people would see their liberty and see their freedom and prosperity and ability to be generous and share and give to others and then come join them.
Exactly.
And they knew that at the end of the day, they probably be able to finish the job, but believed if we can be but stepping stones for our children and grandchildren to complete the task, then we're willing to sacrifice our lives to get it done.
And that prayer echoes verbatim to this day, doesn't it?
Oh, yes. And that's what we need. I feel like the last 50 years, we've had so much prosperity, so much ease, that within the church, many of us have fallen asleep. Mm. And sleep's not necessarily a bad thing. We need about 7 or 8 hours of it every day. Mm. But if we're when evil is advancing, then we can expect to, you know, we sow the wind, we reap the whirlwind. We've got enough trouble even within the church that we need to repent of, and yes, we need to turn back to God, and we need to begin to step up and do what God has said. And if we do that, and if we're trusting God, I believe He hears our prayers, and He will heal our land.
Amen. Amen. Well, we're in the book of Revelations here, and Jesus is going in, and he gives an evaluation of the churches. And the churches today need to reread those critical chapters and measure themselves to see where do they stand in light of those churches that God had indicted. And it's not to, like the Bible says, If you have wisdom, you will accept the rebuke and be all the better for it. But if you're, you know, so self-inclined and self-ingratiated, then it's going to fall on deaf ears. And my prayer is the church would have an open mind to the Word of God in such a way that we would return to Him. As you say, God is ever redeeming, ever forgiving, and all He says is, come to me. Come to me. You know, you got to admit, you got to confess where you are right now. Let's renew our relationship. I can't do it if you're lying. You've got to be honest. Let's be vulnerable with the Father. And he says that He will forgive us and heal our land, as you say. I mean, the promise is still there from 2 Chronicles 7:14. Sometimes people say, oh, we've heard that time and again. Well, you haven't heard it enough. We need to hear it to where we are acting it out, actually, don't we?
Yeah, absolutely. And that's my hope with this new show, Takeaways, is to actually give people actionable takeaways from these conversations, so that it's not just a couple of talking heads pontificating about great ideas, but we can say, okay, if atheism is alive and well within key institutions that are influencing our children, what can we do to combat that and replace it with strong, rich, robust faith? And Dennis Prager and I talked about that, and then give two or three takeaways of what we can do. Or talking with my sister Candace Cameron, or with Charlie Kirk about religious freedom, or how we can use the arts to shape culture. What are those action items exactly that you and I can do today, or this week, or this month to really make a difference?
Well, that's the opportunity, and but for the hand of God, this would not be happening, Kirk Cameron. And I'm excited that you've come on the show, that we're able to talk about this, able to talk about takeaways, and hopefully our conversation has been an encouragement and an inspiration to others to realize that God is still on the throne. He's a redeeming God. He loves you. He loves you so much, and that He wants the best for all of us, and He wants us to come home, Kirk. And this is His call, you know, come home to God. Let's come to, you know, and realize His forgiveness. And here we are ready to celebrate Thanksgiving. And maybe we can celebrate Thanksgiving in the spirit, in the same way the pilgrims did in that first Thanksgiving, when they all came together as a community, as with all its diversity, and be thankful for the hand of God on their lives. Right.
Yeah. Yeah, amen. I love this season of Thanksgiving and Christmas. Yeah. Not only does the air just smell good with all of the pumpkin pies and with all of the Christmas cookies and the music and Bing Crosby and all the hymns and carols. I love that. It reminds me of the most important thing. The greatest of these things is love. Yeah. The Bible says, rejoice always, pray without ceasing, and give thanks in all circumstances.
Takeaways with Kirk Cameron airs on Mondays at 9 p.m. Eastern Time on TBN. Kirk Cameron, thank you so much, as always. Appreciate it. God bless, brother.
If you thought you missed the lowest mortgage rates in history, you're in luck, because they're back. Mortgage rates are near historic lows again. So if you have a mortgage, refinance it and forget it. You'll never have to worry about refinancing again. Network Capital Funding is offering a low 15-year fixed rate at 1.875% with a 2.01 APR. Incredible! Network Capital has built a reputation for saving people time and money with our unique process that's fast, simple, and secure. Our 15-year fixed rate is 1.875% with a 2.01 APR. Second chances don't come often, and you may never see these rates again. So refinance it and forget it. That's a 15-year fixed rate at 1.875%. Yes, 1.875% with a 2.01 APR. Call the experts at Network Capital now. Call 800-500-1-HIT. 800-500-1-HIT. As in home run. Call now and save big on your refi. 800-500-1-HIT. 800-500-1448.
NMLS ID 11712. Not licensed in all states. Visit NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Licensed by the California Department of Financial Protection and Innovation and the Financing Law. Number 603-787. An Equal Opportunity Lender. Rates subject to change and may not be available at rate lock. Discount points may apply. Subject to credit approval. Call 800-500-1448 for additional cost information.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
As many Americans hit the road for the Thanksgiving holiday over the next 24 hours, hooking up with the family this year is going to be more expensive. AAA is reporting a gallon of regular gas is going to be closer to $4 this year than the $2 paid last year. President Obama, economic advisor Stephen Ratner on MSNBC says more government spending is not going to help inflation that Americans must now endure.
We are running a higher inflationary economy at the moment, and so to add $150 billion to the deficit in each of the next 5 years is simply adding to the inflationary pressures on our economy.
Kyle Rittenhouse on Fox News responded to candidate Joe Biden falsely calling him a white supremacist.
Mr. President, if I could say one thing to you, I would urge you to go back and watch the trial and understand the facts before you make a statement. It's actual malice defaming my character for him to say something like that.
USA Radio News.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
You tune in to Bill Martinez.
We're back with you, America. Bill Martinez here, and it is time for Jordan Goodman, America's Money Answers Man, the nationally recognized expert on personal finance. And he's got everything that you need to know about your money. Mr. Jordan, how are we doing, buddy?
Great to be with you, Bill.
Hey, always good to be with you. Boy, in the last few weeks, we've been talking nonstop about infrastructure. We got the first part signed into action. We'll see how this plays out. It was not easy. I think there's pain, and I think unrealized pain that's yet to be appreciated in this whole infrastructure bill that was passed.
Well, there is, and it's going to take several years to do this. The federal contracting process is very slow. There's going to be a massive scramble for who gets the dollars. Mm-hmm. And it'll do some good, but it's not the so-called shovel-ready, I think. What he says is, he says shovel possible or something like that. You know?
Oh, now it's shovel pass. Well, see, they learned under the Obama years about shovel ready, and they kind of laughed about it when they said, well, it's not so shovel ready after all. But meanwhile, you've got a lot of money out there, and
it's going to stimulate the economy, clearly, and I think it's going to be inflationary. I mean, we've already got a lot of inflation.
How can it be inflationary? It's not going to cost us anything, you said.
Well, but spending a lot of money, creating more demand. We already have a lot of demand. Mm-hmm. The latest numbers on consumer inflation were 6.2% annual rate. wholesale inflation, 8.6% annual rate. So, and it's not just energy. It's all across the board, Bill, that we're seeing inflation. So this will make it more inflation.
Well, you're the genius, so help me understand this whole argument that, people have too much money and it's demand that's causing inflation. How do you bring that into some logical understanding?
It's supply as well. I mean, one of the reasons prices go up is there's less supply for the demand that's out there, and that's because of the supply chain disruption and other things. We've shot ourselves in the foot in energy, for example. We have less supply because we're not drilling close to as much as we were in the past, so we're more dependent on foreign countries. Potentially, Biden will tap into the strategic oil preserve. This was completely avoidable if we did not restrict oil drilling so much.
So everything with the supply chain disruption goes back to energy?
That's part of it, but it's also the COVID, the shutdown, and then the brief collapse of demand, and then it came back really strongly. The supply chain could not respond that quickly. But also, there are too many ships that we are importing too much. We don't have the ports. We don't have the trucks. We don't have the truckers to get this where we need it. So we've got 100 ships standing off of Los Angeles and Long Beach and empty shelves around the country.
Like they didn't forecast this? They didn't see this coming down, let's say, over the horizon, to use his words?
I don't think they did. I think they thought this is not something they were even thinking about, supply chain disruptions. Now, part of the infrastructure bill is to improve ports, so maybe it'll help some. But we have structural problems, not enough truck drivers, and a tremendous trade imbalance. We're importing a huge amount and not exporting that much. Ships will come in, get rid of their cargo, and then should go back empty because there's nothing going back the other direction.
Yes.
we're importing about $80 billion a month more than we're exporting, something like that. So that's part of the problem, too.
Well, we're not even actually importing. They're out there floating off the shore.
Or potential imports.
Yes, right.
We have no place to bring it. Right.
Yeah. Unbelievable just how incompetent this seems to be. And, but there's no shame. There's no embarrassment by the government.
No.
They just are just in la-la land over it.
But it's hurting consumers. It really is. And these prices, as I said, 6.2%, it's across the board. It's health care. It's rents. It's housing. It's cars. It's travel. It's just a lot of different areas that prices are going up. And that's before the infrastructure bill helps. I think the infrastructure bill will be helpful, a lot of collapsing infrastructure we have. But it's creating a lot of demand. And I've said with you before, Bill, where are you going to get the workers to install all this infrastructure?
That was my next question, is that meanwhile you got 4.4 million workers. If they walked off the jobs and take the job, shove it, I'm out of here. Okay,
exactly.
But we got inflation, we got the holidays. What do you know that we don't know? Who's going to put food on your table?
Yeah, well, who's going to do these jobs? We have over 10 million unfilled jobs.
Exactly.
And the infrastructure bill is going to add tremendous amount of demand for new labor, which we do not have. So nobody seems to be thinking about that. But that is inflationary because it means that wages have to go up to attract workers off the couch. And those wages have to be paid for in the form of higher prices with consumers. It's the wage price spiral.
Well, it's unbelievable. I mean, because this administration seems totally disconnected from it, whether it's our Secretary of Energy laughing about the cost of fuel and as if she could do anything about it, which was really insincere and inappropriate, I thought.
But we're about to add a whole new dollop of a stimulus on top of this with the so-called soft infrastructure bill, the social spending bill, which is down to only about $1.8 trillion, something like that. Remember, it started at $6 trillion with Bernie Sanders. Then went to 3.5.
Well, by the time the CBO does a proper reading of it, it'll probably approximate that original number. And of course, we know that anything the government starts, boy, heaven help you to try to get rid of it. So,
all right. And the spending is going to be far more than the revenues. They're projecting revenues. For example, they projected about $400 billion in new revenues from beefing up the IRS. The CBO came back and said, no, I think it's like $120 billion.
Actually. Yeah, right. Exactly.
So there's a big revenue hole in this thing. So on the revenue side, it's going to be less than they expected. And the expenditure side, it's going to be way more than they expected. You know that's going to happen.
Yeah.
I frankly don't think it's going to get through.
So, Jordan, you're telling me that all these wealthy corporations aren't sitting there with their checkbooks open, just getting ready to, pay their fair share?
I don't think so. I think they find ways around it. They change activities, move things offshore. There's just a lot of ways. It's always the little guy that gets in the neck when these kind of things happen.
Exactly.
The wealthy people always find a way around it.
But it's not supposed to cost us anything because it's those wealthy guys that are going to pay for this. I mean, how delusional is that? Whenever in history has that ever been the case?
The wealthy don't stick around to be soaked is what it comes down to.
It's nice
in theory, take from the rich, give to the poor, except the rich don't give it too willingly. Yeah. And they move. I mean, for example, the high-tax states, New York, California, Illinois, they're leaving for Florida, Texas, Tennessee, you know, places with lower taxes because they don't want to stick around and get soaked by high state taxes. The same thing is true in the federal level. So when you raise tax rates, as they're talking about doing, you drive people out. So I think Joe Manchin in the end, who is absolutely necessary to get 50 votes in the Senate, is not going to go for this. For the tax reasons, they keep adding things back into it that he does not agree to.
Exactly.
Like 12 weeks of mandated family leave. So they know he's not going to go for that, and they keep adding it back anyways. I don't think they're going to get the result they're looking for here.
Well, maybe they'll find, like they did the last time, they'll find some squishy Republicans. If they throw them a bridge here or there or some other trinket, maybe they'll come over to the dark side.
No, Republicans are not. Zero report from Republicans on either the Senate or the House side. They know that in advance. The only way to get this through is pretty much all the Democrats, and that's dicey in the House, and you have to have all the Democrats 50 to get a 50-50 vote, and then Vice President Harris to do the deciding vote. I don't think they're going to get it. I really don't. I think there's too many objections on both sides to make it go through.
About a minute and a half left. What about holiday spending?
Well, it's going to be very strong, and the problem is going to be not demand, but empty shelves. Okay. Mm-hmm. People have been saying, shop early.
Yeah.
Well, here we are coming up to Black Friday, and I think you're not going to have a big success because a lot of stuff you thought was going to be there is not going to be there. That's moving people to online to some extent because they might have a better chance of getting things online. The amount of debt is going to soar. The latest number is up 11% in credit card debt outstanding in the latest month. So if people are in a holiday mood, they're going to go into a lot of debt to spend on things they can't get.
Well, that's what happens. You know, when people get depressed, they go out and spend money.
Exactly. Doesn't that make you feel better, Bill?
I hope not. my experience has been, yes, I've had those moments, and that's why I'm saying, you know, from experience, this is what happens, and then comes January and the bill, and you go, oy vey.
Well, particularly for consumable items, okay? It's great to spend on something that has value long-term, but a fancy dinner or a vacation. I'm not saying you shouldn't have them, but to be putting those on interest on credit cards that are going to charge interest
exactly
on something that you consumed 3 months ago. You don't even remember what you ate.
He's America's Money Answers man, Jordan Goodman. How can they be in touch with you, Jordan?
MoneyAnswers.com is my website. I get emails from you folks all the time, and I'm always glad to help them, Bill.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important quality that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront. No hidden costs or fees and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past 2 years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110. Guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker,
we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
855-525-7448. 855-525-7448. 855-525-7448. That's 855-525-7448.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau d'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Bill Martinez, we have a country to save.
This is your time, your soul. The fight, the fight, your soul. You've come so far, keep going.
America, great to have you with us, and it's also great to have the one and only Lou Euler, who joins us now. Hey, Lou, how you doing?
Well, we're, other than the staggering assault by the Biden administration on America, we're doing just fine.
Well, you keep thinking, and I keep thinking the same thing, Lou, that Americans will finally have their fill of this all. I mean, a number that I've never seen come up in the polls in terms of, you know, how many people want Joe Biden to resign, quit, or just go away is over 20%. I've never seen a number like that in polling before. Have you?
No, I haven't, and the high risk of that, of course, is who do we inherit if we invoke the 25th Amendment and get him out of there for incompetence? We get even less competence in Kamala Harris. It's really a tough challenge for American people.
Yeah, and God forbid it would go to number three, because then you'd have Nancy Pelosi, and there would be ice cream for everybody, Lou. I mean, why not? It's insane. I mean, the policies that are being enacted by this administration, you know, as one political cartoonist had it, showing Joe Biden with his foot up on the desk with all these holes in his foot from, you know, firing the gun and shooting himself in the foot time and time again, whether, you know, it has anything to do with the border, energy, inflation. I mean, just go on right down the line. I mean, there's a whole nother bullet hole in his foot because this has all been self-induced.
Yeah, no, you're absolutely right. And we're reminded, especially now with inflation, of Milton Friedman, our old friend, who was the architect of policies to end that hidden tax, as he called it, the hidden tax, mm-hmm. the worst inflation that we had experienced when Jimmy Carter was president. Mm-hmm. And now it looks like Biden is trying to outrun him and trying to give a free lunch to everybody, claiming that his Build Big Better plan is not going to cost anything to anybody who earns less than $400,000. It's already costing
exactly
what it is at the marketplace, at the gas pump, et cetera. So that's a challenge we face.
Well, the fact of the matter is Joe Biden continues to lie to the American people. You got to call it for what it is. And Lou, for you and I, we grew up in an era where you never spoke of a president in that manner, in saying that a president was lying. You always gave them the benefit of the doubt, saying, okay, maybe they were a bit hyperbolic, maybe they exaggerated. That's political speak. But when you have them flat out lying, telling the people that it's not going to cost them a dime, 1 cent, so emphatically, unbelievable. Or even like he talked about, the $450,000 reward to immigrants who came here that were separated by their children. He was so emphatic in telling Peter Ducey from Fox that, you know, that's a bunch of garbage. You know, it's people like you, so to speak, that are putting out that garbage. That's not true. And then a couple hours later, I guess the ACLU, you know, got a hold of him and said, no, that's baked. We already agreed with this. And then he comes back the next day, very emotional. Well, you know, you separated them from their kids. You know, I don't know how much they deserve, but, you know, they deserve something, you know, kind of deal. So somewhere with I don't know what they deserve to $450,000 or whatever. God only knows what the number could end up being. But again, another lie from this administration and from Joe Biden's lips.
Yes, absolutely. And anyone at the grassroots level, average Americans with common sense, would look at something like that amount of money handed to people who have illegally entered the nation as absolute insanity. Mm-hmm. I mean, this rises above stupidity. This is a form of insanity. And we've got to stop what happened at Glasgow regarding the climate change claims. The new left religion called climate change that wants to wrench America into oblivion through rules on fossil fuels, et cetera, that we absolutely must have in order to protect our society and warm our homes and move our cars, is just a further aspect. So this is not just stupidity. Mm-hmm. This goes into insanity.
Yeah. Well, and the thing is, Lou, You have to flat out ignore the results of what America had been doing, even under the Trump administration after leaving the Paris Accords. We have lower emissions. We're doing, you know, we really moved the needle significantly, and we didn't need the Paris Accord to dump all that money and participate with people that were not sincere. The Chinese could care less about, and India was not going to go along with this stuff. I mean, they're trying to industrialize, and they need fossil fuels. They don't need less fossil fuels, and they're not about to go around chasing windmills like Don Quixote and like Joe Biden are doing here.
No, you're absolutely right, and you've named the two countries that continue to build coal plants to drive their industries, and to think that they will assist in cleaning up the atmosphere, even if they believed it needed it, is just absurdity. Again, it borders on insanity. Mm-hmm. That's what we're facing right now, is trying to grab America by the shirt sleeves and the collar, shake the common sense back into America, and restore the order mm-hmm. that this nation was founded on, and what is really our future, and stop this nonsense.
Well, he's the founder and president of the National Tax Limitation Committee. Lou Euler has been with us. Lou, thank you. Happy Thanksgiving, my friend. Take care.
And the same to you. Keep it up.
This is the Independent Health and Lifestyle News Network.
Well, every year, Medicare beneficiaries have the opportunity to make changes to their health benefits during Medicare's annual election period. And we're coming down to the final days this year as we continue to fight a global pandemic. It is more important than ever to have comprehensive health coverage as people 65 and older shop online for the holidays. They can also shop for their health plan. That's good news, especially for those concerned about leaving their homes and being exposed to COVID-19. With us is Gary Culp, the Medicare Advantage expert and the Chief Growth Officer at Cigna. Gary, welcome. Good to have you with us.
Thanks, William. Good to be here.
What is the Medicare annual election period and when does it end?
The Medicare annual election period actually is each year where Medicare beneficiaries can make a selection for their plan for the upcoming year. So it started on October 15th, and as you referenced, it's coming to a close pretty quickly, and it's going to end on December 7th. So now's the time to take a look at next year's coverage and what's the best solution.
Can you address the difference between Medicare Advantage versus the original Medicare?
Absolutely. So there are about 26 million people on Medicare today, and about 40% of them have selected a Medicare Advantage plan. And the reason why is because traditional Medicare covers a lot, but not everything. And Medicare Advantage plans cover above and beyond what the traditional Medicare program offers. In fact, they offer things like transportation to and from doctor's visits, fitness benefits to keep you well and active, dental, hearing, vision, and more. And what's great is they're very affordable, too. Many of the Cigna Medicare Advantage plans, for example, come at zero premium, so no additional premium on top of traditional Medicare.
Gary, what tips would you give to seniors as they shop for their 2022 health benefits?
Take the time and look. So contact Cigna Medicare at CignaMedicare.com, or also you can call us at 1-800, and it's a toll-free number, 1-800-870-2169 from 8 to 8 local time, 7 days a week, so we can help you. But things that we're going to look at are your doctors in the network? Are your drugs covered, and what would be the copay? What's some of the cost share elements? So, for example, I referenced that we have zero premium plan options, but also what are the deductibles or other cost shares, for example, co-pays? What's covered? And then really important is what are the preventative services to keep you well? So, for example, with the Cigna Medicare plans, our Medicare Advantage plans actually offer rewards for some of the screenings and things like vaccinations and keeping people healthy and well.
Well, how has COVID-19 changed the priorities of what to look for in a health plan, Gary?
COVID-19 has changed so many things, and healthcare is no different. I would say there's a couple of things. One is with the urgency of making selections for the next year during this annual election period by December 7th, one way that COVID-19 has changed is that there's virtual options. So if people are not comfortable going in person and meeting with an agent or in a group setting with others, we have ways to help them. We can help them over the phone. We can help them on our website. And there's even the Medicare.gov website that can help them with comparing plans. So I would say go to CignaMedicare.com, call 1-800-870-2169, and we can help you virtually. The other thing that's changed during the COVID-19 is the availability of telehealth. So many of the Cigna Medicare plans offer telehealth as an option, which means that members can actually access their provider for visits in the comfort of their own home via a tablet, a smartphone, and it's relatively simple and makes it a much easier and convenient way of actually having your doctor's appointments as well.
This is great information, Gary Culp. We appreciate you coming on to tell us more about it. Gary is the Medicare Advantage Expert Chief Growth Officer at Cigna. Thank you for being with us.
Folks, looks like food shortages are here and gonna stick around. Supply chains are breaking down, and inflation is back with a vengeance. It's all part of the shortage economy. What used to be unthinkable is now in the headlines. Are you ready? Do you currently have a stockpile of emergency food at home? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com today, and you'll find an emergency food kit that's right for you and your family. My Patriot Supply is the largest preparedness company in America, serving millions of families like yours. pick up a 3-month food kit that stays fresh for up to 25 years in proper storage. The meals in the kit provide over 2,000 delicious calories a day. That's important when you need to survive. Order from MyPatriotSupply.com and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait for permission or more empty store shelves. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Anyone.